from Northern California. It's the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
That is supposed to be like the coolest day of the week today. You feel cold?
In here, yeah.
In here, I know.
Outside, though, no.
Outside, I don't know what it is, like 90. And I don't know if you know this, but I was at the post office earlier. And when we have like a different business here at penpals.buzz, because unlike a lot of companies who might get their mail once or twice a week, Daisy and I are over there. I mean, I go sometimes two, sometimes three times a day. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I just wanted to let you know that I still have not been converted to Jehovah's Witness. There's these nice women. They hang out outside of the post office. They talk to me every time. They're very nice. You know, the thing that sucks is that according to the Jehovah's Witnesses, only 144,000 people in the world can go to heaven. And so that bothers me. Like, I don't think my chances are pretty low.
Yeah.
But that's aside the point. We're at the post office all the time, and that's because we're constantly processing and mailing out and receiving orders with pen pal profiles on our site, penpals.buzz. But you've seen like everything. You've seen good ones. You've seen bad ones.
Yeah.
And the issue becomes like we'll get people messaging or emailing or calling or even writing us a letter, and they say, hey, you know, I spent $70 on your site. It's supposed to be a good site, but nobody's written me, and it's been a month, and why is no one write me?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time it has to do with their bio, their pictures, pretty much whatever they write, I feel is what impacts them from getting a response.
And then we have like the good profiles where somebody might get 20 or 30 messages in the first week. And we've had guys that find a wife within a month, you know, and then they call and say, take my profile down. I got too many messages. So it's not necessarily that a website's good or bad if it's successful or not. It's so much as about the person and what they put into their profile. I think of it like as an investment. Like if you're going to invest in yourself or even like writing a resume, you want to succeed. It's not the resume's fault if you don't get a job right. It's not the piece of paper's fault. It's what you wrote on that paper. And so we're going to try to help people learn today how to properly invest in their pen pal profile and write something that'll get responses. And Daisy here is the expert. And this is kind of special because we have a Tips for Success guide that is available to purchase for, what is it, 10?
12.
$12.
12, yeah. Man,
that's too much. We should lower it to 10. But you can go and purchase that. Or, I mean, this is absolutely free. Daisy's going to share all of her insights. And this is very valuable both for, I think, the inmates that are listening on their tablets, but also for the family members who a lot of times will help out getting the profile set up for their incarcerated loved one. And you can listen to what we have to say here and then share that with your loved one. You know, be like, hey, Daisy said this and don't do this and do this. Or
yeah.
Or even like write down some of the tips and email it to them. We're going to post some of the highlights of this episode on penpalpodcast.com. There's a little section called Story Notes. So under this episode, I'm going to go ahead and like detail the most important stuff that we're going to talk about today. But she has written, you want to start with the good or the bad stuff?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see. You know what? I think we should start with the good.
Okay.
Or at least some of the stuff that I found to be good whenever I'm putting up a profile.
Okay.
I always feel like it's best to not write too much. If you're writing too much, sometimes people get too bored reading your whole profile, or they've already found out everything about you and they don't really have any interest to follow up with you.
Right, yeah.
So sometimes I feel like the guys that literally write like one sentence get the most hits because everyone's curious to know more about them just based off of having one sentence.
The other thing with 95% of our users browse the profiles on their phones. And on the phone, when there's so much writing, if you have to scroll too much, it's just like, let's go to the next one.
Yeah, they're like, I already know everything I need to know about this guy, and I'm not interested.
Yeah, so that's a good one. So if you have like a long profile and it's like blah, 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 you know, just find like the three or four best parts of it and focus on that. That's probably like the best thing, the best tip we can ever give you here for free.
Yeah, to keep it short and keep it simple, pretty much.
Short and sweet.
Yeah, another thing that I note a lot is the profiles that have the least amount of pictures and a good quality picture at that, like something current. Those are probably like the best profiles because all you need really is one good picture to catch somebody's attention. Yeah. And I mean, they'll still be curious for more pictures and I feel like they'll contact you then.
I'm thinking of like, you know, the girls that they take a lot of selfies, right?
Oh, yeah.
And and the different ring lights. And I'm just imagining you got the girl and she's trying to come up with a photo for like a dating app or something. And she takes sometimes hundreds of selfies. Just to find that one, and she go through them, and it's like, oh, this is the one, right, that I'm going to use. So think about that. Like, she's not posting the other 400 that came out like crap, you know, or the ones that are blurry. She's finding that one good one. I think it's sad that a lot of times we have guys that have great pictures. You know, they've got these great pictures, and they're getting people writing every day. They're getting letters. And for some reason, they're like, I need a new picture. I don't like that picture. And then they'll add like an old picture from like 1996.
It's like super blurry.
Blurry. It's like small. You try to enlarge it. It just looks pixelated like a Wreck-It Ralph or something.
Like you can keep it, I would say like maybe two, maybe even three. As long as they're just simple pictures. Like you're not flashing anything. You're not, you know.
Yeah.
It's just you, your face, maybe your body. And I feel like, yeah, like one to three is completely fine.
Yeah. But when you start seeing 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 pictures, it's like.
Yeah. It's like somebody might, you might have put a bad picture. It's really not how you look, but it's a bad one. Yeah. And that's enough for someone to just be like, all right, on to the next profile.
Yeah. That's all it takes is one, one bad one, but you can have 8 good ones and one terrible picture. And what do you think about people ask a lot, should they be pictures of inside of the prison or should they have pictures of being on the streets before they were arrested?
I think, well, personally, I feel like it's the ones in prison because they're the most current ones. And it kind of gives them mystery like, oh, here are pictures of him inside. I wonder what he looked like outside or not in prison.
We shouldn't even be telling people this because we make money when they, I mean, so that's showing our hearts in the right place here.
Yeah.
We could say, oh, we need, you need 20 pictures and they're $8 each. That's $160.
Yeah.
All right. What else you got here?
And then I find the profiles that kind of start off with like an icebreaker, sort of like a joke.
Uh-huh.
I think those are pretty cool because it kind of already gets the pen pal laughing.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to break the ice for them to be like, oh, this guy seems funny. Like, I'm comfortable reaching out to him.
You know what bugs me? We can save this for the bad part, but when they start out with like two or three sentences, like, first of all, I just wanted to take this time to thank everybody for taking time out of their day to read this profile. And by then, they might have already just moved on.
Everybody puts that, I feel.
Right? Everybody does it. Maybe it's polite, but you want to like hit them with the punchline. You want like boom.
Yeah, you want to stand out. And then I like when they write positive things. I know a lot of people, obviously incarcerated, there's pretty much nothing or they feel like there's nothing positive to their situation. But I like the guys that write the bio super short and simple. And it's just positive things. It's not necessarily like, I hate it here and I hate my life. Like, it's like, oh, my hobbies here are this and that. Because it kind of makes you think like, oh, okay, this guy's like has a good spirit as opposed to the guys that highlight only like the bad things that they're going through. Kind of like asking for help, for someone to save them.
What do you think of these guys that, I'm not a big fan of them myself, but, you know, the guys that have the shirtless pictures and they're showing off the abs. And do you think that works? I mean, maybe.
I feel like it does for some women, you know, because there's some women that they want to see what he looks like. But I feel like it only works if you're fit.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got something going on. Because I've seen some that they'll do the shirtless and it's probably not the best like shot out of them.
Yeah.
But I feel like you could pose like one picture shirtless if you want. Not like super cocky looking though. Okay. But I feel like those do kind of work for those girls that are kind of specifically into like physical
attraction. Oh, I thought you were gonna say vain and shallow.
Yeah. Only no, that too.
If you're fit, put it on there. We see fat guys, not to be rude, but we see fat, unattractive guys with hairy backs. posing shirtless and like flexing. And I've seen that too. And they're like making this face. It looks like they're like a gorilla or something, like, and they're flexing and like veins are bulging out of their forehead. And then they're flexing, but they got like arms the size of pretzel sticks, right?
Yeah, so, it's not a good look sometimes.
Yeah, that doesn't get you to, that doesn't get you writing it.
Yeah.
I notice your list of bad is longer than the good.
Oh, man.
Have you seen some bad things? You probably seen some bad.
I feel like I get at least like a couple bad profiles a week where I'm just like reading them and I'm like, yeah, this guy's not, he's going to hit us up.
Yeah.
Asking why he has no hits and I don't know how to tell him it's because of him. And I feel like some guys, or even girls, kind of have like no shame when they're doing some of these, like writing their profiles. One that I seen just last week, it wasn't the best profile, but I was getting towards the end. And then the guy just, you know, kind of puts on there that he's also looking for financial support. That one's, I feel like, a huge red flag for me.
I think we have that guy right here, actually.
Give me all of your money.
Is that the guy?
Yeah, that was pretty much what he was writing. So I feel like that's a red flag. I mean, I feel like you'll attract probably a woman, and she'll probably have, like, low self-esteem, and then 9 out of 10, that relationship isn't going to work if it's just solely based off of you getting financial help and then you giving her emotional help.
If you were in it for financial help, you're going to get a lot more if you get to know someone for a few months, right?
Yeah, then they'll do it out of their heart and not necessarily because you're putting that out there. But I feel like that one's like a huge red flag for me.
Now, you said, that's interesting what you said about the low self-esteem. A woman with low self-esteem, would she feel better about herself? Is that what you're thinking? Because she can give money to this guy and think,
oh, he
probably loves me more because I gave him money.
Yeah, because basically when a guy is saying, like, I'm looking for financial support and they get a woman like that, I think she'll probably be like, oh, you know what? As long as I keep sending him money, I'm going to keep getting that emotional support back. And then I feel like 9 out of 10, it's going to end pretty bad.
What about the super sexy guys that they're sexy and they know it type of guys?
Oh, man. I've come across some profiles where some guys are basically writing on there like, I know I'm handsome and I know I'm this. I know I'm that. It's just super cocky. It gives a bad impression right away, I feel. Because a lot of girls are, or women, I feel like, are self-conscious. And when they hear that, they're like, I don't want to reach out to this guy because he's already labeled himself as, like, handsome or sexy.
I'm so curious for the people out there listening what your thoughts are on the self-conscious aspect of the prison pen pal world. And do you, I mean, I wonder how many people think that was or would be honest enough to admit that that was a driving force and what led them on this journey. If you feel bad about yourself, I mean, because it makes sense because you're less likely someone that's locked up. They're not going to judge you as much, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're probably going to want to pay more attention to you than people on the streets might be. Podcast at penpals.buzz. If you have thoughts on that, that would be really fascinating.
Something I see so often as well is the guys that are like, oh, you know, I should be out in the next year or so, or I'm going to appeal this and I should be out in the next few years or so. I feel like that's a bad way to start your profile because you're creating this false illusion that, hey, I'm going to get out in a couple years. And then when they look up your crime and they see the severity of it, they're like, okay, realistically, you're not going to get out in a couple years. I mean, it's good to think like that, but I think you're kind of like starting off with a lie to your pen pal.
Yeah, you had looked one up and the guy had like murdered three people and had three separate trials and was convicted. And then he said something like, yeah, I should be out in the next 9 months. And because I think the pen pals then, when they first believe that, they start, I've seen women start planning for a future with this guy. Like,
oh, yeah.
They move to the city he's in and they buy a house and they're ready. Oh, he's going to be out. His appeal's going to go through.
And then they realize like, oh, shit, there's so much evidence that this person's not going to get out soon. And then they don't want to talk to you no more because you've lied since the beginning.
Lying about the crime, too, is bad. And people try to say their crime isn't what it is.
It's good to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way that you can get someone's attention. It's like, hey, I did this, but I'm not that person that I once was.
We see, you know, people would walk into the unit in the prison and everyone would just try to assume what they did based on how they looked and acted. And so we see this guy and we're like, this guy's a sex offender for sure, right? I mean, this guy, he had like the nerdy glasses on and he was like walking weird.
Yeah.
He had his Star Trek books, which was always, I mean, always a giveaway when they had like a sci-fi collection.
Yeah.
And they watched that Cartoon Network late at night tsunami. And he's telling everyone he's a bank robber. And we're like, yeah, sure. You know, no, really, I'm a bank robber. Yeah. I swear I rob banks and just so much crap. But then years later, I'm out and I'm like, I gotta look this guy up. And then sure as shit, he was a bank robber. He really was.
So. Some guys like look like something and then they're in there for the complete opposite thing. And you're like, how?
A lot of women like the bad boys.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want someone that just burglarized a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's not that exciting to them.
Yeah. And then, you know, the guys, I feel like we see this on like every other profile. They're always looking for a wife. Looking for love.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that can scare away pen pals, although they probably have that hope that maybe this will develop into something like that. When you keep saying you're looking for a wifey or a love or anything like that, you yeah. kind of like turn down the people that are just trying to be your pen pal.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the point of this site, right? To get a pen pal, like someone to talk to, someone to entertain your day.
You don't think from the first letter, oh, we're getting married.
Like these guys that are looking for love, most of the time that's what it'll turn into.
Yeah.
But it's always good to just say, I'm looking for a pen pal, someone to talk to, kind of give that welcoming.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you see guys try to do this because maybe they bought our tips for success guide and they yeah. try. I'm just looking for a friend. That's all I want is someone to talk to. And then, but then they add, but if it turns into a relationship, yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
And I think just that just hurts a lot when they add that. They can talk about that in a month or two when, you know, they don't have to talk about that immediately.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel like they can talk about that afterwards.
Now, with a woman, it might work because there's some desperate guys out there. You know,
yeah.
I've seen women that are just like, hi, I'm hot and I want a husband. And they're going to get a bunch of messages,
yeah.
especially from Kenneth. Kenneth is one of our, we've got this guy, Kenneth. He writes to every woman. I won't say his last name. I don't want to embarrass him, but
yeah.
he's written to every single woman on our site. And hi, my name's Kenneth. And I would love to marry you. And you're so beautiful to me. I was just looking at this profile here. I see this a lot. It's crazy to me. What are your thoughts on the gang signs and the dudes that hold the guys that have more money than I've ever made? Somehow they have that in their hand in their photo.
That's super cringe. It yeah. kind of gives that sense that you're immature in a sense, you know, flashing your money, holding it up,
yeah.
or the gang signs. Like, I don't think some girls want to write a guy that's still into that lifestyle. Yeah. I think they would hope that you've changed by then.
You could have $1,700 in $20 bills stacked in your hand. That's going to look like a ton of money. But then after you pay the rent and the insurance for your car, now you've got zero.
Yeah.
And then that's all you had. So the money's gone and they got to recycle those photos.
And then you have the guys that are like, oh, send me a picture. Even some guys that are like, send me a picture or I won't reply. That's kind of a yeah. tough one. Like, I don't think a girl is that comfortable to send a picture right away. You know, I feel like some girls, it might take them a bit.
Yeah.
But there's those guys that are like, oh, don't write me if you're not going to send a picture.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty rude.
And to me, that's kind of the beauty of the pen pal thing, too, is that you get to know somebody on a deeper level than looks.
Oh, for sure.
I know we can see what the inmates look like right away, but it's kind of nice to, if you're locked up and you're getting a letter and you're reading somebody's heart and soul, if they, you know, write a long letter to you. And then the looks, yeah, maybe it's not your ideal supermodel type or whatever, but.
As long as they have a good heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as they're like a good person. I think a lot of guys also, they have this, maybe when they were out, they had this like standard of this girl has to be this, this, and that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's good when they meet pen pals and they don't get a picture right away and they kind of connect with them first. That way, say the picture comes through and it's probably not what they're looking for, it can still develop into something based off of just how they connected with them before that picture came into play.
Yeah, and then it's kind of fun when you see the picture. Sometimes it's fun if it's been a while and you're like, oh, my God, that's exactly what I thought they'd look like. Or, oh, my God, that's nothing at all like I thought. And then I always say ask a question. I don't know. I get sucked into these like on Facebook.
Yeah.
There'll be like something on Facebook. Oh, do you prefer tacos or fried chicken? And I'm always like, oh, I know I shouldn't answer this because I'm going to get more crap on Facebook, but I was like, I can't. I got to tell them I like tacos. And so then I'll write, I like tacos. So yeah. If you ask something like just, it can be something silly or weird or whatever. Just ask something like that. And then people will be more, oh, I got to answer that guy. He asked, you know, what my favorite kind of shoes were, whatever.
Yeah.
It just gives people a reason to, I would pass this profile by, but he asked me this question, so I better answer it.
Yeah. And I have to message him. I have to write to him.
I think that helps. And then just be patient because you get a lot of guys, it's like after a few days, why has no one written me?
The be patient is a big one too when it comes to, I know a lot of guys are on their tablets. They have like Securus, Getting Out, Core Links, and they're super picky and they want a girl to directly message them on those apps. And sometimes it's not going to happen that way. There's people that like to write via regular mail, snail mail. And I feel like some guys are just so shut off to that and they're just demanding a girl get on their messaging service. So I think it's good to be patient in the sense that you might get a letter instead. And that's completely fine.
I say give it a month, you know. Oh, give it at least a month. Don't expect a lot of people. Yeah, they might get a letter on the first day. And that's great. But before you decide that your profile sucks or that people don't like you, or just give it a little time. And sometimes it's not about the number of people that write, but you get the right people. You might get two or three really amazing people end up getting married, or you might get 100 flakes.
Patience is key. I think that's like the biggest thing with inmates. It's just being patient.
You have to be patient too, because it's already your lunch break. And here it's already after 2:00 and here we are like talking about profiles. So. I don't know. Hopefully you can, you're not starving.
Oh, no.
You printed out some examples. We got some good ones and some bad ones. So I'll just read some of these and we can decide if these are good or bad. So this guy says, let's lift each other up. That starts out good, right?
Yeah, super good.
If you have no sense of humor, you need not respond because I'm a unique individual devoted to enjoying life and making that special someone laugh.
Yeah, see, I read that and I'm like, all right, this guy's funny.
When you smile on the outside, it makes me smile. Life is what we make of it.
And then I know they can't see it, but if you look at his pictures, it might be more than the 1 or 3 that I'm suggesting.
Yeah.
But they're not bad pictures. Like, they're all relatively, like, there's no gang signs. There's no throwing up nothing. It's just him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a good, like, I'd want to go have a beer with him or something. This is actually, it's Brennan Surface, if anyone wants to check this profile out. Last name, Surface. You can search for him and see an example of a good profile. Don't copy it exactly because, well, no, he wrote it first. Let's see this one here. Contrary to popular belief, the hardest part of serving time in prison isn't the food. It's actually not that bad at all. I actually enjoy the baked chicken and pizza trays. I've been incarcerated for 6 years and should have been released. However, the parole board refuses to grant me parole. I pled guilty to committing 2 different shootings within the same week. I know that might sound bad to you, but nobody died. These gangsters are really fast, believe me, and I'm ashamed to admit this, but I have really bad asthma, and I can only run so far before I need a break.
That one was super random, and I don't think a girl wants to start off with somebody like that.
If they did, his name's Jawan Johnson, and he's in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so. It suggests him to do a profile rewrite for better chances.
Find another good one we can explore.
So this one's Mac Mitchell. He's over there in the East Jersey State Prison.
Okay.
I liked his profile because the pictures were good. It was the 3, and they're perfect. You know, he's not throwing a gang sign. Mm-hmm. And I think he only put like 3 sentences.
I don't have that. Can you read that one?
Oh, yeah. So he just put he's interested in meeting people from all walks of life.
Yeah.
He said, have you ever wanted to confide in someone but didn't have the person to turn to? Mm. And then it just kind of goes into what he's learning in there, which is like cosmetology, wellness. And then it ends off with saying, I can be contacted by the JPay app.
Uh-huh.
And I think I like that one because it was just so simple.
Mac Mitchell.
Yeah.
And I like his pictures. I see like he has a full body shot and then more of like a face close up. So a nice variety.
That one was pretty good because it's simple, but it's enough to catch somebody's attention.
Okay. Here's a good one. Yo, let me try that again. Yo, my name is Kylan, but everyone calls me K Savage. I'm from the wild, wild west of Chicago, real out west, 590 steppin'. I'm just a demon wanting an angel to bring me some ice cold water in hell. I'm a tattoo enthusiast trying to be tatted up like a biker. I'm trying to get to the good part here.
I don't think there is a good part.
I thought this was the good one. Oh, this is the bad one. I was like, why did she say this is a good one?
No.
Oh, okay. I already look like I should be on the cover of a GQ magazine.
That profile was just, I don't know, just starting off with yo, which isn't like a proper greeting.
Yeah.
And his pictures are not the best. I think the best one is the one that the IDOC has of him. I think he just should remove the other three, to be honest.
I'm embarrassed to even read this one out loud, but anyone that wants to, I recommend you go check this guy out at the very least. It'll probably give you something to smile about. Nathan Hellburn. That's quite a last name, huh? Hellburn?
Yeah, I think that gives way to like...
I hadn't thought of that, but that's...
going to be.
H-E-L-B-U-R-N. Yeah, I mean, the dude's into like S&M and then he...
It's like a fantasy profile, something you think about but shouldn't write about. If you read it, there's some things that are kind of hard to believe on his profile.
And then there was one. Do you have one? The guy was like talking and everything was like good. And then the very last sentence said, I want financial support.
Yes. So he posted a lot of pictures. The problem with that profile, and I know people can't see, is like the pictures are virtually the same. So it's like you might as well just delete the other three and just leave that one good one. Yeah, but his profile was okay. And then you get to the end and he says he's looking for financial support.
Give me all of your money.
And he notes here he prefers letters with pictures and talking on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
Which already is going to make a girl be like, I don't have time for that.
And I think what's his name? Oh, is this one here?
Nathaniel Freeman.
Nathaniel Freeman. Okay. I didn't see. Oh, there it is. Okay. Nathaniel Freeman.
Yeah.
And he's
an aspiring rapper from Oregon.
They got a lot of rappers up there in Oregon. You know?
They actually do. I'm always seeing something about a rapper.
Isn't that funny? Because you think of Oregon as like Birkenstocks and hippies and then.
Yeah, I think of just trees, a bunch of trees.
Trees. And then you got like a rapper comes out of nowhere and he calls himself Nate, a.k.a. Grapes.
Nathaniel. Who's also waiting on an appeal.
Nathaniel Freeman. 224-78518 in Salem, Oregon.
The beginning is good. I think he should have just deleted the rest of it. But yeah, I mean, there's bad and good profiles, more bad than good, unfortunately, sometimes. But I think just keep it simple and also don't add a preference for what type of person you're looking for, whether it's race or this or that, because... Mm-hmm. A lot of the times you never know that you'll be attracted to the complete opposite of what you thought. Yeah. You would have never let that person come into your life.
Yeah. And sometimes that's for the better because maybe the people that you've been with your whole life are not necessarily good for you.
Yeah, and it's all you know, and that's why you're putting that. But I think if you leave it with no preferences, you have better odds to get people from everywhere pretty much.
I mean, we've seen... Doctors and lawyers use the site. I've seen homeless people use the site.
Oh, yeah. People from all walks of life.
All over the world. So it's kind of fun. You can learn so much. I have a few more quick things and then we'll wrap this up. I see a lot of times people write their profile as if they're writing a speech to the parole board about how great they are. And I've done six classes and I completed this certification and... All of the correctional officers think I'm the best inmate. It's good that you've done so many good things, but the profile shouldn't be telling people how much you've progressed. And I think the reason is a lot of people want someone that they can still help. And a lot of times you see, if you see a guy that says he's already accomplished everything, then it's like, well, what am I going to be able to help? I can't help this guy.
What can I bring you if you've already fulfilled everything you need to fulfill? Because I think you're trying to convince people. And we're not the parole board. We're not here to judge you. So it's like, just be yourself. Talk about something else other than what you've done in there.
Podcast at penpals.buzz. You can reach us by phone, too, at 888-273-6725. And anybody, like, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, oh, crap, I did all the bad things in my profile and I want to change it, you can just call that phone number or you can email help at penpals.buzz. Or you can just order a profile change, which is $12. Use these tips that Daisy's giving you today. And just send us 12, and we're not going to get rich off your 12. It's just like, that's literally just the time to type it in and post it. Like, we're trying to help people.
And have positive profiles. I do see a lot of people also write like negative profiles where everything's so negative about their life. But write just positive things, even if it's just one thing.
Yeah, one thing, positive, good, clear photo. And
clear photos, please.
without your middle finger and get rid of that freaking stack of money, because you're not fooling us. We looked it up, and you can buy like $50,000 of fake money on Temu, and it was like $988 plus shipping.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.Buzz is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.